Fade kicked Bushy Hare's twitching figure hard enough that it ricocheted off the car. Denise looked like she was going to throw up.
Denise, are you all right?
He's
really, really dead.
Why did you have to kill him?
Because of what he intended to do.
We need to move the body, Commander.
You're right, Coop. We're lucky we haven't attracted attention yet. I didn't bother to comment about the title. First things first. Bushy Hare's friends kicked and clawed at Bones' wrists while their tongues protruded from their mouths. Their limbs were moving slower now. Bones, let them go. You're killing them.
That's the point, kitten.
At least don't do it here. This is too public, and you're freaking Denise out.
I'd break their necks, but that would be too quick.
Throw them in the trunk, and we'll fight about it on the way out. If you win, you get to strangle them twice.
I know what you're trying to do, love. But in this case, you make a valid point.
Bones dropped them. They fell like twin bags of bricks.
If I hear a single peep out of either of you, I'll shut you up the permanent way.
Across the parking lot, some people were minding their own business and about to stumble on a messy murder scene and two half-strangled men. Spade, take our car and get Denise out of here.
Blue Forerunner, mate. Other side of the lot.
Right. Come on, Denise. It'll be okay.
All right.
Spade took Denise away, pausing only to stop the people from coming over with a flash of green. They nodded, did a 180, and returned to the bar. Poor folks will probably stay all night. Cooper, open the trunk.
Right on, Commander.
But I don't want you getting bloody. You can't green-eye someone into forgetting about it.
I'll get one of his friends.
I hefted the lifeless man into the trunk, while Cooper and Bones lifted the remaining men.
Now, before I lock you in the boot, where's your car?